patio. Of course, then today they're the chain link fences, and there's the cast iron, those beautiful Spanish scroll work cast iron fences.
Do you happen to know the type of fence that had twisted wire on it? It was very pointy.
Yes, that was called, that was at the top of a fence. When you didn't want anybody to get over it. It was spiked. Let me see, what was the name of that? I can't remember the name of it.
You ever hear of a barbed wire fence?
Barbed wire fence.
Speaking about fences and all, do you happen to know of any type of fences that are made out of wood that are sort of laid in a crisscross?
That would be on way out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Houses out in the country.
Do you happen to know that name?
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you happen to know the at the ends of fences they have these long shafts?
That wouldn't be wouldn't that be out west?
No, they have them around here too. There's shafts that hold up fences.
I don't know about
that. Okay, well, then I'll ask you a similar term. There's a place where mail is processed through. It's a certain type of an office.
Post.
Okay,
right. You're trying to tell me, you're trying to say you want the post that the fences are attached to. Oh, that's what you want. Well, why don't you ask me what was the fence attached to?
That's what I was trying to say. Do you happen to know of any fences made out of stone or loose rock? You happen to know any names for those?
The what?
Fences that are made out of stone and loose rock. A lot of homes have that some places.
They're, as I told you, this is coquina rock that makes fences here. Then there is the block. Have you ever noticed the stones in the north, just rounded stones that they build fences out of on the outlying farming section?
Yes.
I don't know if there's a name for them or not. I've seen them.
Do you happen to know what you would carry water in?
A what?
What you would usually carry water in. Like in the old days when a
bucket, a pail.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Pardon?
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Metal and wood, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen wooden buckets and I've seen metal pails.
What would you usually carry milk in?
Pitcher. It could be carried in a pail as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often carried in those large pails in outlying districts. I believe they used to get those large pails of milk off of trains.
Mm-hmm. Just by any chance, I don't want to get back to farm terms, but just out of curiosity, I don't mean to sound rude or anything, but what type of container would you carry food into pigs, or did you happen to know about that?
Carry what?
Food into pigs.
Food into pigs?
Yeah, you know, if you were carry food to pigs or anything.
Well, you go into a sty, I guess. I'm just thinking of this because I've never carried food.
Well, you know,
friend say that her son slopped the hogs. Well, that would be what you're talking
that's
about.
That's what it is. We're interested.
They slopped the hogs. That's what they called it.
You don't happen to know what?
That's feeding the pigs.
Do you happen to know what your friend might call the bucket or something?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, in the old days, they used to fry eggs. What would they usually fry these eggs in?
In a frying pan.
Uh-huh. What was it made of?
Skillet.
Uh-huh.
It's a skillet, you know.
What was it made out of?
It was made out of those heavy black